With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Federal Reserve is keeping its key interest rate unchanged. At the end of last year, the Fed reduced its key interest rate three times for a full point drop from 5.3% to near 4.3%. Fed Chair Jay Powell says they have a tough road in forecasting what comes next.
You're reading about developments. The news is full of developments of tariffs being put on and taken off and things like that. Some of that is noise in the sense that it's not really telling you anything. You're trying to extract a signal from that, and the signal is what's going to be the effect on economic activity, on inflation, on employment, and all those things.
President Trump describes his Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as very good.
The hour-long phone call came a day after the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Writing on social media, Donald Trump said the call was to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. He said, "We are very much on track." However, both Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of not abiding by an agreement to pause military strikes against energy infrastructure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, attacks on property carrying the logo of Elon Musk electric car company cropping up from coast to coast and even overseas.
Tesla showrooms, vehicle lots, charging stations, and even privately owned cars have been targeted. Not all of the incidents have been definitively linked to politics, but there has been a clear uptick since President Donald Trump took office and empowered Musk to oversee a new Department of Government Efficiency that is slashing government spending. Experts on domestic extremism say Tesla is a predictable target for left-wing anarchist violence. A number of the most prominent incidents have been reported in left-leaning cities in the Pacific Northwest, like Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, where anti-Trump and anti-Musk sentiment runs high. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. What's going on in Kansas? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Police have arrested a suspect who was accused of vandalizing a church in Wichita, scrawling the web address of a satanic organization on the building. The incident comes even as the state is being roiled by plans for a satanic mass at the Capitol building in Topeka later this month. Members of the Satanic Grotto say they will gather at the Capitol on March 28th to dedicate the government and the state of Kansas to the devil. Christians are being urged to pray. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says a Houston area midwife has been arrested and accused of providing illegal abortions. This is the first time authorities have filed criminal charges under the state's near total abortion ban. Maria Margarita Rojas has been charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. This is SRN News. A Columbia University Hamas supporters case will be heard in New Jersey.
A Columbia University student activist in government custody because of his participation in pro-Palestinian demonstrations has the right to challenge his detention. However, the judge says Mahmoud Khalil's case should be heard in federal court in New Jersey, not New York or Louisiana, where he's being held. The judge says that's because ICE took Khalil to New Jersey after his arrest in New York, and that's where his lawyers filed paperwork. Meanwhile, in his first public statement, the green card holder says in a letter from jail, his detention is indicative of anti-Palestinian racism under both Trump and Biden administrations and calls his targeting part of a larger effort to repress Palestinians. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com.